From Newbury's Corn Exchange to Crookham Common, this is Kennet Radio.
Hello and welcome to this podcast from Kennet Radio. We're going to talk about the Salvation Army locally, and I'm joined by Cheryl Lee and Stuart from Newbury Salvation Army.
So first of all, could you just please explain what the Salvation Army is, please?
So the Salvation Army, most people would see it as a large charity, but we're part of the Christian Church as well. So all that we do comes out of us being a church.
Right. So some people hear the word army and they think of, you know, wars.
Yep.
But it just explain that.
So although it says Salvation Army, it's an army that fights without weapons. So we're fighting evil, fighting against the bad things.
And I think when it's coupled with salvation,
yep,
people know what it means.
Yeah.
Yeah. So tell us about the Salvation Army here in West Berkshire. Cheryl Lee, do you want to do that one?
Yes. We have a programme that goes on throughout the week. The hall is used Monday to Friday. Saturday at the moment is our only free day, and then Sunday is worship. So there are programmes for lonely people, elderly people that come and meet and have activities and speak with each other. We also have baby song, so mums with very young babies come in and introduce them to music and also form bonds and friendships. And then we have our Pebbles group, which is a toddler group. So that's the step on from baby song. And again, mums, especially first-time mums that do struggle, find friendship and help that other parents are going through at the same time. We also have a group, Send. Send has started at the Salvation Army once a month. And we have somebody called Bobby who comes in and talks to parents about the special educational needs, where they can go for help, signpost them, and just to let other people know that they're not by themselves, that there is a group that they meet, they make friends, they talk about the problems they're having with the children and how they can, you know, circumvent the council, the health service, to help their children and the education system. We then, on a Thursday, we have an Employment Plus in the morning, 9 till 1, and that is in partnership with the Job Centre. People that don't have access to computers can come in and log on to computers, get all the help that they need, create their CVs, constantly look for jobs so that they can be shown via the Job Centre and the government that they are actually looking for work to keep their benefits. So we give them all that help, benefit help that's needed. And then we have the soup kitchen comes in. They use our hall on a Thursday for the homeless and feed them. And then on Friday, we have a coffee morning. So anybody can come into the hall on a Friday morning. And then Friday afternoon, we have food bank comes in. And the food bank are there on a Friday afternoon doing outreach and handing out the food parcels.
That's an amazing number of items, community groups that are happening. That's wonderful, Cheryl Lee. And that's all in Northcroft Lane.
Yes.
And you've got a hall there that's been there for many years, I think.
Well, the Salvation Army is
142 years old.
Really?
This year.
Really, yes.
But that building is the second building, but it is 1880-something, I think.
Wow.
That it was purposely built for us.
Yes, yes. So you've got a wonderful array of events happening there. That's something to be proud of. That's wonderful. I didn't realise there were so many things going on during the week. And you're actively, the Salvation Army is actively organising those. You're in partnership with a few people, but you're basically organising.
Yeah.
Them. Yeah. That's brilliant. So tell us about your community carol service.
So our community carol service is going to take place at Newbury Baptist Church on Friday the 6th of December at 7 o'clock in the evening. It's a chance to come along and sing the favourite carols, listen to a big Salvation Army band, because we have just a small one here, but we've got Maidenhead Salvation Army coming over, and they're going to play, and we've got Robert Sandyland's school choir.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah, and our compere is Andrew Wildman, who is the Salvation Army's older ministries person, and he's going to come and compare that through for us.
So tell us the date of that once again.
Friday the 6th of December.
Right, okay, so that's something in the run-up to Christmas. That's wonderful. And you've got a toy appeal, which is nationally promoted by Salvation Army, and you're working very hard on that, aren't you, Cheryl Lee?
Yes, I am. Last year, we gave toys and gifts to 500 children in Newbury and the community, and food vouchers to 150 families to help towards Christmas dinner. This year, I have reached out even further to every primary school in the Newbury district, Thatcham, and some of the outer lying villages. So we are, it's not nice to say hoping that we are going to be working hard because of the reason behind why those families are in that situation. That's the sad side, but we will be there to give that extra help. We're collecting toys now. We're in partnership with the Entertainer Toy Shop, and they are matching any gift that you pay for and put into the Salvation Army box. They will match that gift so that the toys will be increased. And then those parcels will be coming over to me before the 9th of December, because the week of the 9th of December, I will be packing all the toys up. And then we will be delivering them to the various different places. Social services let me know their needs. And we have an array of people that will be wanting to drive, drop off. And I'm looking for volunteers that are willing to pack Monday through to Friday.
So if somebody wanted to volunteer for that, how would they do that?
Email. They yes. can email me or email the Salvation Army at Newbury. And I will get back to them, and I can then give them the times. I will probably be at the hall most of that week. Last year, I thought I would take my bed there. But, yeah, so that's how hard we're working to get everything done.
Yes. And the email address, they go to Salvation Army.
So it goes to newbury@salvationarmy.org.uk.
Right. Okay. And just remind us, how does this work then? How do people get a food voucher or toys for children?
The schools know the families within the school that are in need. And so they will make a list. It is confidential. Nobody except me will actually see any names, if there are names, under GDPR. And it will be family one, family two, family three. And the school will then know who family one is and then give them the parcel.
So
that
you'll
comes
give
in.
Them to the schools and then they hand
yes.
them on.
Yeah, right. Social services have their list. Mm. I don't think there's anywhere else unless Food Bank picks up, because last year we did Hungerford Food Bank
yes.
that gave me a list.
Right.
But they give me that list and it's all done very, very confidentially. There's yes. no need to be embarrassed. I know last year that I took the parcels over to schools and parents were in tears when the teachers were giving them because they couldn't believe what they were getting, because it wasn't just one toy last year. We were able to give them two big toys and a small gift, and we're praying that that will be the same this year, even if it is on a bigger scale.
And you gear them to the ages, presumably?
We do. We cater from baby through to 18.
Mm. And the food vouchers, does that work in a similar way?
Basically, yes. We try and give them to most of the families that are highlighted. If there are an awful lot, then the schools will pull out who will be in need of that food voucher.
That's a wonderful thing that you do. I understand there's some new programmes going on now and also further news about ones in the new year. Can you tell us about those, Stuart?
Yeah, so you've already heard from Cheryl Lee what we do during the week. But going forward, we've employed a children's family worker this year who's taken on a lot of the responsibility for the baby song and parent and toddlers and other things. And in the new year, we're looking at starting a lunch club for the elderly, because we have an elderly person's group on a Monday afternoon already. But we're looking at expanding that to do a lunch club so that people can come along and have something. We know that at least once a week they will get a hot meal from us. And there is a possibility of starting a dementia singing group. The Salvation Army do a big thing called Singing by Heart, which is for people with dementia. And we're looking at starting that up also in the new year.
That's brilliant. And you were saying earlier when we talked that the Sunday services or service that you do,
yep,
is something sometimes people don't realise that you do worship like a normal church.
Yeah, a lot of people think that the Salvation Army, as I said, is just a charity. But actually, I do a church service every Sunday. So on the first and the third Sunday is in the morning. And if you can't get up in the morning, on the second and the fourth Sunday, it's in the afternoon. And you can come along and sing hymns. Sometimes we do craft. On the first Sunday of every month, we do a breakfast church. So if you want to come along and do something completely different, but we still do worship, and we do plenty of singing.
And that's at your Northcroft Lane Hall. Yes, the singing of the Salvation, there's something special about it, isn't there? The tambourines go.
Yep. And during December, the band are going to be out on the high street playing carols. Brilliant. On a Saturday morning.
Right.
So
yes,
if you want to come along and see us and say hello, we'd be happy to come and talk to you.
And lastly, tell us about your website again.
So it's the Salvation Army. So if you want to email us, it's newbury@salvationarmy.org.uk. And that will get through to the main email and then we'll answer that. But otherwise, just look up the Salvation Army Newbury and it will give you, click onto that and it will give you a list of everything that's going on throughout the week and also on a Sunday.
Brilliant.
Can I just add, the first Sunday in December is going to be our toy service where we can bring our toys to place underneath the Christmas tree. That is open to anybody. I've had lots of companies contacting me that are going to collect toys and I've given them that information.
So they need to be new toys. We can't set second-hand toys.
Yes.
They've got to be new toys so that we make sure that the kids are opening a new toy on Christmas morning.
And the date of that again?
Is the 1st of December.
Yeah.
Right.
Sunday the 1st.
It's our toy service. And right. It's also Breakfast Church.
And that is at what time?
10:30.
And tell us what Christingle is.
Christingle is where the children make a candle in the centre of an orange with cocktail sticks, with sweets on, and a red band that goes around the orange. And they all mean something. So that's why we do it, so the children learn. But the adults do it as well, so that any adults that haven't got a clue about the Christian faith, that's just a small thing at Christmas that we do to show that Jesus is the light of the world and what everything means.
And do you light the candle?
We do.
So you have to do some health and safety forms.
Oh, yes.
Oh, risk assessments, yes.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Cheryl Lee and Stuart, for coming in. And the very best wishes for all your things that you're doing in the run-up to Christmas and beyond.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for all the great work that you do. You do some great work. Thank you so much. And it was brilliant to hear about it all.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
From Stockcross to Midgham, this is Kennet Radio.
That was Cheryl Lee and Stuart from Newbury Salvation Army. And thank you very much indeed for listening to this podcast from Kennet Radio. Don't forget you can catch up with our programmes on 106.7 FM, also online and on your mobile through our app.